RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, indeed, it is the mixtape right here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. I am not Figgy Fig. Figgy Fig got the week off. He'll be back soon enough, enjoying the holidays. But I am Reginald Attula of In the Loop. We got B. Scott in for the OG, John Lopez.
Yes, sir.
And shout out to Colin Neal on the ones and twos filling in for one Fig Word Fid. Fig. It didn't work as well as I thought it would in my
word?
Head. You know, sometimes you say something, it's in your head, and you're like, I'm just going to let that one ride. And
he combined the man's nickname with his government name, which is Edward, and made him Fig Word.
You better hope he ain't listening right now.
What'd he call me?
Figgy is so chill too.
I was gonna say,
all right, man.
I look, me and Figgy, we good.
Yeah.
But if we weren't, what he gonna do about it? You know what I mean? Like, if we being real.
Okay, but PC filling in on the loop one time, sometime last year, called him Doctor of Figonomics.
The doctor? That's kind of nice.
That's.
You know what that
hilarious.
Sounds like? That sounds like a nickname from the ABA. Like back when nicknaming, you know, why did we lose the talent of giving people good nicknames?
Yeah.
I feel like we done lost
that
in society.
Yeah, we are not as good with nicknames. I noticed this one. Anyway, I know we were trying to come up with, I mean, maybe we're just not as decisive either when we're trying to come up with the defensive nickname. It's like, man, we had some good ones, we had some stinkers, but boy, we couldn't make up our mind worth a
damn.
Come
on, man. I'm still sticking with mine, the Swarmanon.
The Swarm. I feel like Swarmageddon hits different, though.
I like both of those.
I think the Swarmageddon, I've been waiting.
See, I'm part of the problem.
I think Swarmageddon, yes. But also, you know what it is? We have, in our society just generally, we have made things more open. We have added more people
oh
to processes.
God.
You know what the nickname was?
You
know what the nickname would have been back in 1985? Whatever the sports editor decided was best.
Yes.
It would have just been like, hey, what'd you say over there? All right, that's the one that we're printing. Send it to print, and that'll be the nickname. It's going to show up on the front page, and everybody's going to answer that.
I mean, literally how we became Clutch City.
Without question.
Like, I forget if it was the Chronicle or the Post, but one of them newspapers back in the day came up with Clutch City, and we've been Clutch City ever since.
That's just how it is.
Or they started with Choke City.
Yes, Choke City was the nickname. And then they answered the call.
Right. But it's born from that.
That's right. I realized that I am somehow minutes into the segment, and I have not done any of the segments.
Oh, so I thought that was it. Was that not? What was the title? I thought that was the title.
No, that was just me BSing.
Hang on. Reset.
Thank you, Colin. You are indeed on the Mixtape Sports Radio 610. Let's do a little bit of hot mic. I love hot mic.
All right.
Get into these different broadcasting scenarios and situations. Sunday Night Football, which we have not talked about to this point. We don't have to do the reel of it. It was a real up and down affair. Defense, it was optional in that game. And San Francisco outlasted the Chicago Bears 42-38. Chicago had a pick six on the first play. Trent Williams left on the first play. And you knew this game is going to be bananas, and it delivered. What delivered in a different way was, one, Chris Collinsworth. It may not be what you want, but it is very consistent. I appreciate that. Brock Purdy was having a game, and I got to give him his love because the whole seventh round pick, whole thing.
Like, Mr. Irrelevant.
I had my qualms for a long time. He is.
He's nice, man. Got to give credit where it's due. Kid is nice.
He is. And while he was doing that, Chris Collinsworth got into the flow of it, and he did Chris Collinsworth things.
And Brock Purdy doing some extra special stuff on that last play.
Brock Purdy was drafted when they were cleaning up the joint, but here he goes. He's cleaning up the Bears so far tonight. I mean, if this were Patrick Mahomes, we'd be screaming, oh, Patrick Mahomes. I know I would be screaming. But that's the way it works, because he has made those kinds of plays all night long and just been carrying the 49ers. And I don't know what all this is.
It's the Dougie.
That's the Dougie?
Yeah, the dance coming in, the Dougie, yeah, the whole deal. Yeah.
That is the Collinsworth experience
that,
to a T.
Is that the Dougie?
I did look. Did you see that play that he was alluding to? With
yes.
Brock Purdy doing like a slide to the side.
To the side, to the back, and then to the front, and then delivers a strike. I thought he was about to run it at that point.
Yeah, he was he was over there doing the electric slide and then throwing a football.
Boy, he's nice.
Oh, come on now. That's Patrick Mahomes out there.
This is a guy. Yeah, and of course, he has to give you the Patrick Mahomes. In fact, to that end,
it was a Mahomesian type of play.
It really was. Yes, he wasn't wrong in that. But shout out to the voice of the people, the Italian Stallion himself, Mike Tirico, for pulling Chris Collinsworth's card.
I got to say, though, honestly, what I love about you is you still have your speed.
What?
Because you beat the internet to beat you up.
Oh, yeah.
I mentioned Mahomes.
Yeah. I like memes.
So you just jump right there and go to it.
Yeah, I do. I see a lot of that.
Turn it over a new leaf for 2026.
Don't bet on it.
He had to get his Mahomes references, and I appreciate Collinsworth being like, or sorry, Tirico being like, you do that all the time.
Yeah,
but you just had to. You couldn't stop yourself. He's not in this game. He's not even playing football right now.
But to be fair, I understood exactly what he meant. Like, I was, for the most part, like, it was a little glazing going on there.
A little.
But I understood where he was coming from. And I'm trying to imagine calling that game live and being responsible for giving the live reaction that the whole world is listening to and watching. I mean, that was a hell of a play. I cannot knock him, even though he can be a little, you know, a little bit obnoxious and corny.
Yeah, but one thing I will say, and I maybe this is a hot take, I don't know. I really like the way that this partnership is coming along.
Is that the Dougie?
Like, Chris Collinsworth.
Is that what that Dougie looks like that there?
Collinsworth knows his role. He is here to be somebody's daddy. Yeah. He is here to tell the corny jokes. But the one thing I will never knock Collinsworth for, because you can knock him for the jokes, you can knock him for the glazing of one Patrick Mahomes. The thing that I say that I want from my broadcasters, first and foremost, sound like you enjoy watching football. And yeah, he never sounds like he does not enjoy it. He is having a blast watching football. And that's what I want, because I want to have fun. So how am I supposed to have fun if you don't sound like you're having fun?
Yeah, he's having fun. Obviously, he's the, you know, the leader of Pro Football Focus. So he comes in there and he brings numbers, but he doesn't just recite numbers. You can tell, like, he does a good job of explaining it, and you can tell the passion behind it, how much he loves the game. I will give him that much. I don't think you can take that away from him.
No, you can't. And then, of course, Tirico, go ahead and play in. If you're going to be the straight man, that's fine. But give me a little bit of jab at the man a little bit. So that was really fun. I enjoyed that. And salute to one Brock Purdy and the San Francisco 49ers getting a win over the Chicago Bears. One actual sports thing I'll put here. Holy crap, is it weird to be in the year of our Lord 2025, even though we are 40 years away from the 85 Bears, a team in the Bears, or franchise, that is kind of, you think of them and you think of defense, they don't have a lick of it.
Dude.
If they're not creating a turnover, it's not there.
But also, on the other end, what you don't think about when you think about the Bears is offense, or specifically quarterback play, because they haven't had a good one, like, almost literally ever. Like, Jay Cutler, you could argue, has been the best quarterback that they've had of our lifetime. Like, they are that, or maybe the one-off year that they had of Mitch Trubisky when he went to the Pro Bowl. Maybe that was their rookie year, their second year.
Like, the Rex Grossman disrespect.
Yeah, exactly.
He said yes.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. The quarterback, the one guy that took him to a Super Bowl, nobody even thinks he's you know, one of their better guys that they've had. So now they got offense. Now they've got a quarterback that can make plays for them. Now it's a little maddening that he misses on so many like layups. He makes Steph Curry threes.
Yes.
But does not make the Shaq dunks. You know what I'm saying? Like he's got a Shaq dunk right here and he clanks it. So that's a little bit maddening. But man, I watched both of these teams and thought, yo, give me more of that in the postseason. I don't know how far they can go. I don't know if they're going to the Super Bowl, but give me that. I'll watch them in the playoffs in an NFC championship game or in a Super Bowl if it comes down to it. That was entertaining.
I love the NFC. One, because it's the NFC and I don't have to think about it in a academic way. I can just watch the ball, and the ball is fantastic in the NFC right now. I've got to admit.
Yeah.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
We continue in the mixtape right here on Sports Radio 610. One more of the hot mic. I will take you to the Pop-Tarts Bowl between two teams and two programs that, let's be honest, are the antithesis of the feeling of the Pop-Tart Bowl in Georgia Tech and BYU. Although, shout out to Kalani Sitake, who very much embraced the Pop-Tart Bowl. Did you see him?
I did.
After the game. So what they do with the Pop-Tart Bowl is you have actual edible mascots, quote-unquote, and the mascots are unhinged. They're doing all sorts of things. And at the end of the game, they willingly sacrifice themselves to the toaster, and then you have big old Pop-Tarts that, you know, the teams are supposed to eat. Kalani Sitake, who is the head coach of BYU, the winning team in this game, and a man who was very close to being lured away to Penn State, who stayed there, he jumped in and just got a face full of Pop-Tart. He was just – he looked like a squirrel when they just fill in their face.
And better him than me. I love that he was, like, in the spirit and kind of leaned in. I would hate to – and we kind of got one of these jobs where it's public and you go out and you play into the crowd a little bit. This is one I would not have wanted to do. So shout out to him, because better him than me. I wouldn't have wanted to put my face nowhere near none of them human Pop-Tarts.
Hey, it's the People's National Championship, the Pop-Tarts Bowl.
That's right. That's right. You talk about bowl games. They have created an identity that actually resonates. But outside of that, during the halftime, you know, they go to the ESPN, goes to the studio for the halftime show.
Yeah.
At one point, in one of those, like, real quick before the bumper, Booger McFarland, who is, you know, notable ESPN employee for a little bit. He was on Monday Night Football or whatever. This is him when he was asked about his most memorable bowl game appearance and what his biggest memory was.
Yellow Jacket marching band right now on the field. Bull, your favorite memory playing in a bowl game?
Yeah, but my first experience in the Peach Bowl in Atlanta. First time getting per diem, $987. Went to one nice establishment and I gave it all away. They have some good wings, though.
Lemon pepper wings.
Lemon pepper wings.
Yeah, that's.
Yes, me and Lou Williams have something in common.
Yes, Lou's a big fan of lemon pepper wings.
You want to talk about keeping it 100. Shout out to Mo Karam Injury Lawyers.
That's right.
Yo, this was Boog keeping it all the way a buck.
He didn't even come.
Look, you want to know? Let me tell you.
He didn't have the, like, back pocket, this is the political correct answer. He was like, nah, I was at the shake joint.
But he delivered it in a family-friendly and politically correct way, which what was understood did not necessarily need to be explained.
Correct.
We all adults knew what he was talking about.
And to that point, I gave away the game and called it the shake joint, which I actually wonder how many people actually know that parlance, but... What percentage of people watching the Pop-Tart Bowl live do you think knew that Booger McFarland was talking about taking his Pop-Tart Bowl, or not Pop-Tart, his bowl game earnings or what have you, and taking them to Magic City, a strip joint in Atlanta, and blessing the women working
there?
That's
the beauty of it. For some people, they knew exactly what he meant. Other people had to go Google Lou Williams and Lemon Pepper Wings. And then somebody else just like let it fly. Just went.
They thought he went and just did donations. He's like, oh, look at this. He's such a sweet young man.
He probably went completely over their head.
He just went and donated his wing. By the way, I have not been physically to Magic City. Apparently there is a, and funny enough, because of the time of the year, I think a few years back, maybe 4 or 5 years back, a friend of mine had a New Year's Eve party where they ordered Magic City wings.
So the wings are like, it's not just a Lou Williams thing. It's something that people are DoorDashing.
Oh, do people? It's not even DoorDash. Like they had to order them to get sent, and then you heat them up. And I was like, I don't know what the effect is on these, but they were good sent that way. So I was like, I can only imagine what it's like there. I don't think people actually realize the phenomenon that is Magic City Wings in Atlanta. Like
wings sold separately,
or not even just Magic City Wings. any strip club there. Apologies for those who don't want to get into this area, but. It is just a restaurant to a lot of people's mind. Like, it's still a booty club. But there are people that will be like, "What I'm trying to eat, I am going to Magic City. I am going to the strip club to get the food." Like, it is that phenomenon there.
Imagine you like wings. Imagine you like naked women. Imagine combining good wings and naked women, right? Like,
and imagine that the wings are so good that you're like, I'm not going for the naked women.
Right. Or just like you could just be chowing down on a wing primarily and just look up and be like, oh
wow, yeah, that's
cool. That's cool.
Great philosophical conversation.
Because it's actually, I view it as a philosophically interesting thing. Like Atlanta is such a culture, and it's similar to Houston, but Houston does not have to this level where you just go to Onyx just to get something to eat. And oh yeah, that's right. They do be having people up here taking their clothes off. Like, it's not that. That's such a wild Atlanta thing.
Some people eat their wings and they want to know how many TVs they got. Other people eat their wings and want to know something else. How many something else they got? It's all relative.
What are you counting in this instance?
Well.
Oh, I feel like you shouldn't answer that. Don't answer that.
I was going to say there are sets.
Got you. All right.
Am I multiplying by two?
Isn't it interesting that on the top half, we count those as sets, but on the bottom half, that's one?
Yeah, it is.
Anyways, that is the mixtape.
Is that boy math?
That is the mixtape. I didn't even get to the wild reasons why people call 911. I'll save that for tomorrow's mixtape. That's what we call a tease in the business. The mixtape every weekday at 1:20 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us. Still hit at the Figgy Fig if you see something that you believe to be mixtape worthy. He'd appreciate that. All right, you're in the loop. Coming up next, we get ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive and the birthday boy Clint Sterner. But before we get there, let's talk a little bit more about this Texans victory. We'll do that next.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.